Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
How are you? Happy Friday. We are here. Yay. How'd that happen? I don't know. I just got up every single day, did the best I could do, accomplished everything I wanted to do this week, and now it's Friday.
You did accomplish everything you wanted to do this week, right?
The answer is yes, you did.
No, Scott, I had a list. I didn't get it all done. But you got done what you wanted to get done, didn't you?
Yeah,
what needed to be done. We always get done what needed to be done, right? What must be done, we always get that done. You did that this week. We'll try harder next week to do the stuff you want to do, okay?
It is a daily boost from MotivationToMove.com. We'll talk about happiness being a game and how to view life to be happy all the time. That's today's show. How are you?
17 years. When I started this, I had a goal. Earl Nightingale did our I forgot the name of the show. I'm not going to fix this. Our Changing World, that's what it was called. Did a radio show, did 5,000 episodes. Back before we had podcasts when anybody can do 5,000. I've done about 12,000 episodes and now I'm at 4,540 total in this show. I had said I will stop at 5,000. I have not committed to that.
I think it'd be kind of hard to do. I'm not sure I could stop. I've been doing my whole entire life practically anyway.
But it's been a fun ride because ultimately we do one thing. And if you think about me in the morning, if I think about what I do, it's pretty simple. I just know that every single person I run into all day long runs into challenges and needs a reason to take another step. I just know it. And depending on where you are in your life, what challenges are coming, it may be really difficult for you. And sometimes I'm the only person in the world that you might stumble across on a podcast who's upbeat, pulling forward, no matter what happens, stumbles, falls all over the place and still has a great life and does cool things. Because that's what it is. I don't care how successful somebody is. They're always bumbling and stumbling and feeling stupid and sorry for themselves. It just happens. Life is always difficult. They just get through it. We'll talk about that a lot today. And I say this because it's a regular occurrence of mine that somebody will send me a note that says, you know, I thank God I found you today. I needed to hear what you had to say. And that's why I do the show. Somebody has changed because of it. The other thing they say often is, are you reading my mind? Yes, I am. We're hanging out with spies all over the world. I can see what you're doing. That's why I know what to talk about. My name is Scott Smith. That's not true. I don't think. My name is Scott Smith. People work for me. I don't know what they do. I'm the founder, chief motivating officer here at MotivationToMove.com. Having more fun than the boss said I was allowed to have. Getting motivated, inspired, having fun, getting the stuff we want in life. But then, wait a second, Scott, you are the boss.
That's right. I am. I can do what I want to do. I got news for you. You're the boss of you too. Did you ever think about that?
So here's the inside scenario. I really want to do this with my life.
You can't do it.
Yes, I can.
You can't. No, you can't. Yes, I can.
That's you talking to yourself. Say, stop it. I'm the boss of me. You get over there. Go sit down. I'm going to do what I want to do. You're the boss of you. Nobody else is the boss of you ever. Don't ever forget that. In fact, walk around today, Sam, I'm a bossy me. I'm the boss of me. That's it. We can get stuff done, right? You know, a great way to support this podcast is to be a Daily Boost Premium member. Yeah, we got the ads out there. It's a big show, costs a lot of money, tens of thousands of dollars every single month just to distribute this podcast. It's a big deal. It's more than several mortgages just to get this thing around the world. So ads do that. If you don't like the ads and you want to help us still distribute, just become a Daily Boost Premium member. Go to dailyboostpremium.com and find out more. It's inexpensive. You get no ads. We get to keep the podcast going, and I appreciate it. Every Friday, I ask the question, how do you want to feel? It's three questions. All right, Monday's question, have you done your homework? Wednesday's question, if I remember to ask it, is what can you do? And Friday, how do you want to feel? And this is really cool because I find that, you know, we're emotional beings, and have you ever gone through the day and had somebody just look at you and say something the wrong way and you just don't feel good? I have, if you make me this promise, I'll make you a promise, okay? If you stumble upon something today that kind of gets your goat, as they say, that makes you feel bad, less good than you want to feel, if you can pull yourself aside for just a second and say, how do I want to feel? An amazing thing happens. Your subconscious mind comes and says, well, of course you want to feel awesome. You don't want to feel like this. You want to feel great. And if you'll accept that guidance and not stay in your grumpy mood, I know you do. I do. Sometimes I know I want to feel good, but I'm going to feel pissed off. We all do it, right? But if you'll accept the guidance that your subconscious mind gives you and ask, how do I want to feel? It's going to say highest and best. I want you to feel great. And just say awesome and go feel great. And who cares? Happiness is a game. Happiness in life is a game. Would you like to be happy every single day of the week? Every single day? All day? Every day? You can do it. It kind of ebbs and flows. I mean, happy is not being happy, cheerful all the time. Happy is knowing how to deal with life. Thinking like a happy person is not all bubbly and happy all the time. Remember, people get out of their car and go, okay, let's put on the face and walk in the gym and be happy. People do that all the time. There's no magic in being happy. Rose-colored glasses are not required. Now, I will tell you that I have a wife. Her name is Joy. And she is one of, I think, a small fraction of people in this world who genuinely is happy all the time, unless I piss her off. That's just how she, and she's even okay with that. I can always tell she has a voice about her. People say she's so poised. She does. But I know that poised voice. That poised voice is, I'm coming to tell you something. You just got in trouble, buddy. But for the most part, people are faking the happiness along the way because life is challenging. Until you go through all the personal development work to get there where you understand what we're going to talk about today, most people are just putting on face. I can promise you that. So here's how you look at life as a happy person. Is that negative? Did I just bring you down? I don't want to bring you down. This is real life. I can't do it the other way. I've tried to do it the other way. I've tried to not talk about that at all. I just can't do it. I just look at the world and go, okay, that's kind of icky. I don't like that. Let's accept it. Let's fix it. That's how we look at the show here, period. So here's what you can give a try today. So this is a happy person. First off, I've talked about this a couple times over the years. So you may have heard this before. Time to listen again because you've been grumpy lately and I've heard. Accept that being alive means you're going to run into occasional challenges. If you don't like the challenge word, problems, big ass problems, crap happens, right? Just accept that life is going to bring you challenges. You're not going to like it. You could run out of gas. A hurricane could come. Somebody could die. Somebody could look at you bad and go, hurt my feelings. Yeah, it's going to happen. So just accept it. And you can't do much about it. You can avoid some of it. But for the most part, it's just going to happen. So just accept that. Number two, realize that dealing with challenges is a privilege that comes with being alive. And that's kind of fun. That's where the game comes in. I play the game all day, every day when I run my business. And business is a big old game. I see it that way. And we're going for a prize at the end. And life is the same way. We're going for a prize at the end. And to me, if things get in my way or kids get in my way or friends or neighbors, when I say get in my way, somebody just, they're mowing the lawn at 10 o'clock at night. That's a challenge, isn't it? I was sitting in the movie theater the other day. And it was a single mom. I had four kids. One was about 3 years old. And they were right in front of me. It's okay. All right. I could deal with that. You know, I had to choose my seat and I'm sitting there. And the little girl is 3 years old and she's walking back and forth and she's talking. They were generally very quiet and very good. They were passing candy back and forth and stuff like that. Generally good. And then the mom gets her phone out. And she started. My first thought was, didn't you see what they just said on the screen? No texting, no playing on your phone. Sit down, shut up, and let's watch the damn movie. And I'll admit it. I saw that and I thought she's not playing by the rules. But I'm a happy guy. And they're at the movies having a good time. I don't know what's going on in their life. Whatever. Focus on the film. And I did. It's a challenge. It's a privilege. You just work through it. People like me, people like you, people like that guy over there and not the guy, that guy. He's still working on it. You know who I'm talking to. You welcome frustration. It means adjustments need to be made. You got to figure out what to change. That's the game part. That's the gameplay. When I see things aren't going my way, I can get mad. I can feel overwhelmed. And let's say instead, no, I can just kind of say, oh, let me find the way. This is a game. Let's move the chess piece in another direction. I'm a checkers guy, so chess is like, oh. But sometimes you got to play chess. Happy people accept responsibility for solving challenges and fix them immediately. They don't delay the inevitable. If you know there's a problem, it's got to be fixed. Fix it now. Nip it in the bud, as they say. Nip it. Get it taken care of. Advanced version of this, if you have something that's a challenge, it's a problem, but it doesn't have to be fixed right away, you can worry about it later. Don't worry about it. Just decide that June 1st, I'll take care of it. Done. But in some way, get it off your plate and take care of it. 5, dealing with everything in life throws, everything that life throws at you, I should say, is a whole lot easier when you get a great night's sleep. So you hear me joking all the time about that. I know this, I can tell you right now, because they tell us all the time that you're an adult, you're not sleeping. I sleep a lot. I sleep about 9 hours a night. I do it purposely. I really had to work on the sleep hygiene thing to get in the habit of it, because I just noticed that if I was tired, if I wasn't feeling good physically, that everything was much more difficult. So most happy people I know go to bed sometimes very early, 8:30 or 9. I'm a 9:30 guy. I can't talk my wife into going to bed any sooner, and she'll make too much noise for me. So I'm a 9:30 guy. But most happy people go to bed very, very early, and they get out of bed very early. Because if you go to bed early, you get the rest, and if you get out of bed early, you're up 4 or 5 hours before anybody else is. You get all kinds of stuff done. And when you get stuff done, it doesn't matter what happens the rest of the day, you're good. You're good. So challenges are a part of life. Just deal with them. Deal with them as fast as you can. When you get frustration about stuff, just say, it's a game. Scott said, it's a game. Let me play the game to win. Accept responsibility that it's up to you to do it. Nobody else can make you happy. Deal with everything after a good night's sleep. It's a whole lot easier. I know it's simple. It's also easier when you don't eat, you know, nothing but cheeseburgers all day or drink all the time, too. It's a whole lot easier, believe it or not. Yeah, wait a second. When I eat cheeseburgers and french fries, it's so much easier for me to deal with the challenges of the day. No, it's not. I promise you that it's not. So don't do it. You can borrow my daily recipe if you'd like. Wake up refreshed. Have a great day. Sleep like a baby. Repeat. And if you listen to me on a regular basis, you'll know that every so often you're going to hear these things. Why am I talking about stuff like this? Because two things. First off, I know it's important for me to remind myself of what I need to do. And also, it probably means in the past week, I was talking to a Daily Boost Premium client, or one of my coaching clients, or one of my Wisdom the Wealthy people, and they were having an issue with it. So here it comes on the podcast, a secret message on the podcast down to those guys. If you'd like to become one of those guys, start with dailyboostpremium.com, the commercial-free version, plus so much more. I won't give you that right now. Just go to dailyboostpremium.com and check it out. It'll tell you what you get. I'll be back tomorrow. You have a great weekend. I'll see you on Monday right here on the Daily Boost.